USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is heading off to London next week to meet with the Queen during his G7 trip.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the UK. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden is in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The summit, taking place June 11th through the 13th, will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leaders of the U.S., U.K., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan in more than 2 years. The trip, which includes a planned summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland, will be Biden's first overseas trip since taking office. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
On June 16th in Geneva, Switzerland, Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's also expected to meet with Swiss President Guy Parmelin and Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of LibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of LibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of LibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
President Biden and Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito are meeting again on Friday to talk about infrastructure. This time, they're hoping for some progress or maybe even a compromise. One thing the president is proposing is lowering the tax on corporations to a minimum of 15%. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the 28% he originally proposed is still not off the table.
The president believes is one that corporations can afford to pay a little bit more. And that's a way that we can pay for a range of the bold proposals that he has put forward.
Republicans want to use about $75 billion in unused COVID relief funds to help pay for infrastructure. But the White House says that's not enough to cover what needs to be done. Celebrity lawyer F. Lee Bailey has passed away. He defended Patty Hearst and O.J. Simpson. His family didn't determine the cause. He was 87. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the first time since COVID-19 pounced on the U.S. economy last year, the number of American workers filing new unemployment claims has fallen below 400,000. The Labor Department said in its report that 385,000 new claims were filed last week. That's a decline of about 20,000 from the prior week. The last time the figure was that low was the week of March 14, 2020. Most analysts expected between 390,000 and 400,000 new claims. The department said there were 3.8 million continuing claims last week. More than 15 million Americans are still receiving jobless benefits in some form, which is a decline of about half from a year ago. The department is set to release its May jobs report on Friday, which is expected to show about 670,000 new payrolls. ADP and Moody's Analytics said in its private sector, almost 1 million jobs were added last month. NASA is sending not one, but two new missions to Venus. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has more.
NASA will be heading to Venus twice in the next decade. The agency has announced a pair of missions to the planet in 2028 and 2030 to explore the planet's atmosphere and geology. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said the missions aim to learn how Venus became an inferno-like world, capable of melting lead at the surface. The last U.S. craft to visit the planet was the Magellan Orbiter in 1990.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.